JLO News, I'm Serena Abul Jood. A U.S. brokered ceasefire agreement, approved by Israel and Hamas, took effect on Friday, October 10 at noon. The agreement stated, all military operations, including aerial and artillery bombardment and targeting operations, will be suspended. In addition to a ceasefire, the first phase of the agreement included a gradual Israeli withdrawal from Gaza, an exchange of captives, and the entry of life-saving aid into the Strip after months of blockade. So far, Hamas has released all 20 living Israeli captives, and Israel has freed around 2,000 Palestinian detainees. This leaves more than 9,000 Palestinians held in Israeli jails under brutal conditions, and many without charge. Hamas has also released 4 among the 28 deceased bodies of Israeli captives. 4 days after the ceasefire came into force, Israel violates the agreement by killing 7 Palestinians in Gaza in 2 separate attacks. And although aid trucks began to arrive, the Director General of Hospitals in Gaza, Mohammed Zakoud, told Al Jazeera that Israel is preventing the entry of medical supplies and medicines, an urgent priority among the resources they are calling for. On Tuesday, October 7, thousands of students across Quebec walked out of their classes and gathered in front of Concordia University's Hall building to commemorate 2 years of genocide in Gaza. This was after more than 80,000 students voted to go on strike for Palestine. Concordia ended up closing the entirety of its downtown campus that day, and students marched all the way to McGill University, demanding divestments from their institutions. A few days before the strike, Concordia's Deputy Provost and Vice Provost of Student Life and Experience, Brad Nelson, sent an email to students stating that the blocking of classrooms and the concealment of one's identity is prohibited. He also proclaimed that the celebration of violence won't be tolerated. Nelson also concluded the email by providing a series of contacts students can reach out to in order to file a complaint, access mental care, as well as safety guidelines. Students for Palestine's Honor and Resistance, also known as SPHR, released a statement on Instagram responding to this email. They called it a projection of President Graham Carr's own actions. SPHR also highlighted that while Carr tried to portray students as dangerous, his administration continues to support the flow of weapons being sent to kill Palestinians in Gaza and hire private mercenaries trained by the students on campus. On Sunday, October 12, just 2 days after the start of the ceasefire in Gaza, prominent Palestinian journalist Saleh Al-Jafarawi was killed while covering Hamas security forces fighting members of the Duhmash clan in Gaza City. According to Al Jazeera, a senior source in Gaza City's Ministry of Interior said that the clan is an armed militia affiliated with the Israeli occupation. They added that this militia was killing displaced people returning from southern Gaza to Gaza City. Al-Jafarawi had been missing since Sunday morning. He still had his press jacket on when they found his body. Back in January, Al-Jafarawi told Al Jazeera that he had received many threats from Israel because of his reporting. His last living will and testament has been published on social media and translated from Arabic to English. In an excerpt he wrote, quote, "The truth will remain a testimony against all who retreat, betray, or stay silent, and an honor for all who stand firm and supported among the most noble of men and dearest of people, the people of Gaza." Unquote. Since October 2023, Israel has killed more than 270 media workers in Gaza. For more, go to cjlo.com/news or follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Good morning. You're listening to Bikini Broadcast on CJLO 1690. My name is Ingrid, and today the playlist is really fun. If you like what you just heard, which was a little gem of a song by Brooklyn band Clay Street, that was their song Heaven. I just saw them at Toscadura on Friday, and I was, like, amazed. They were so good. I also saw Hearts of Palm that night, who's coming up later on the playlist. If you like what you heard, you'll probably enjoy the rest of the playlist. That's sort of the general sound that it's gonna be today. Music to do was a pretty good week. Some great albums came out. But next we have Pavement with Zurich is Stained.
Thank you.
was Hearts of Palm with their song Dumber. Before that, you heard Rock's Girl. I feel like two songs that go great together and are perfect for fall. I feel like that kind of music is what I've been listening to and really enjoying. Side note, has anyone ever had to ride a dead e-bixie up a hill? Because that's what I did this morning and it was really not fun, because it's like double the weight of a bixie, I swear. It just was like fully dead and I was like, but then when I got on a real working e-bixie, it felt like I was going so fast. I was like, wow, modern technology. After the break, you'll hear new song from They Are Gunning a Body of Water. They have a new album called Lotto. That's pretty cool. You could check it out. You're listening to CJLO.
Prepare for the fright of your life, because this Halloween, Ballroom is taking you sinners.
Spooky! Godfather Silver Old Navy and Auntie Mag's Old Navy present the What the Halloween Kiki Ball. It'll be a spooktastic night of tricks, treats, and vogue, Miss Thing. Looking to satiate your ghoulish cravings? Auntie D's Kitchen will be serving up their famous patties, refreshments, and, for one night only, a special Halloween platter. And they're not the only ones who will be serving it up, honey, with paranormal performance, fearsome fashion, and creepy creations never before seen. It'll be a night to die for. We've got Moonstar 007 and Mag's Old Navy on MC duty, and Father Cherry KFC on the decks. Join us on Friday, October 31st at 6 p.m. in the St. Edward Church basement at 425 Beaubien East for a Halloween you'll never forget. For more information on tickets and event details, follow the Montreal Kiki Ballroom Alliance on socials at MTL_. CGLO is a proud partner / co-presenter of the What the Halloween Kiki Ball.
What the Halloween? Be spooky or get spooked.
You're horrid, you're ghastly, and I love you true. So here are some presents I'm sending to you.
If you consider yourself a goblin, ghost, or a ghoul, then you should listen to Deadbeats on Fridays from 3 to 4 with your ghost at the most, me, Pretty Dead Boy. I play most things emo and alternative, and I promise it's just to die for.
You're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
We'll be right back.
That was Nothing to Be Done by The Pastels. Next, you'll hear Pulling Hair by Good Flying Birds. And if you just tuned in before The Pastels song, it was Sour Diesel by They Are Gunning a Body of Water. Both that and the Good Flying Birds song coming up are new tracks. Good Flying Birds, yeah, the album's really great. I saw them couple weeks ago, well, like, sort of saw them. I was doing doors for Pop Montreal, so I, like, saw them as much as I can from sitting in a chair at the front. But, you know, music, live music is live music, and that's why you do that. Anyway, here's the track.
Yeah.
Big Star Baby by the Mojave 3. What a beautiful song. So perfect as the weather gets colder. Although today it's like a really weird temperature. I don't know what's going on. I sort of like it though, because it feels like actually cold. It's warm. It's actually just muggy. It's just muggy and gross. Anyway, next up we have another very beautiful song, probably one of my favorites of all time. Probably my favorite Broken Social Scene song as well. You'll hear Hug of Thunder, and then after that we're getting a little country again. I know I dissed country on the show like a few weeks ago, and now I keep playing it. It's just like, it's basically just like alternative rock with a bit of twang is what I play sometimes. Anyway, so yeah, after Broken Social Scene, you'll hear a Wednesday song and then some Canadian stuff, and then we're back to the new music closer to the end of the show. But yeah, next we have Hug of Thunder. featuring Feist. That's probably why it's my favorite, is because her voice is just like so wow. So yeah, well, you can hear it for yourself.
Some training while we leave. dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Hey, radio listeners. Have you ever wondered what your favorite characters would listen to? Better yet, imagined a soundtrack for your favorite movie or... If the answer is yes, then tune into Something for the Mood every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM. I'm your host Zoe, and I invite you to explore a new topic with me through music both new and old, but always funky, each week. To quote the wise words of iconic duo Chibo Motto, you got to know your chicken. And if you do, you'll tune into Something for the Mood every week. See you all there.
Hi, this is Jeff from Wilco, and you're listening to CJLO Montreal.
Before the break, you heard She's Acting Single, I'm Drinking Double by Wednesday, although I believe that's a cover of a Gary Stewart song. If you just tuned in, my name is Ingrid, and you're listening to today's episode of Bikini Broadcast. We've been doing something a little different, but not that different. It's been a lot of like indie rock, slacker rock, if you will, more like lo-fi, noisier indie stuff, but I've been having a lot of fun. And next we got some Canadian stuff. The Lisa Marr Experiment. Is it Experience or Experiment? It's Experiment. The Lisa Marr Experiment with her song Beer and Whiskey. And after that, you'll hear Vancouver-based indie band of, I think, late 90s, early 2000s, Gaze, with their song Tea or Coffee.
Yeah.
was Tea or Coffee by Gaze. And for the end of the show, we've got a couple more songs. There's New Magdalena Bay. Yay! Everyone loves New Magdalena Bay. This is their song, Paint Me a Picture. And after that, you'll hear Marble Arch off the new Bar Italia album. I really like the album, but I hate the album cover. That's my take. It's like, also their other album covers are so good, and this one's like, they don't sound like it looks like. Okay, anyway. My name's Ingrid, and this has been Bikini Broadcast. Hope you're enjoying. Tune in next week, Mondays at 11.
What are you doing?